The Alpha Sessions. Hello, it's Erica Jean, and welcome to the Alpha Sessions. We're here with the amazing Sheffy. Hi, Sheffy.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
No worries. So, congratulations on your EP, Fix It in the Mix EP. How excited are you for this new EP to be out?
I feel like you're always more excited, like, writing it, recording it, thinking about it, hearing the finished product. And then once you release it, it's like it's done. Mm. So you're still kind of excited for people to hear it and go, oh, I like that song. But personally, I'm more excited in the process of doing it and playing it live. Mm. And I've just got a new band in the last 6 months or so. So playing with them is exciting. Playing this, promoting it. I guess this is the exciting part. Being here.
Yeah, being out and about.
Yeah.
And I guess all the hard work's done now as well, so
yeah,
it must be nice to just relax and enjoy the music if you've not listened to it enough already.
Yeah, I don't really listen to it.
Yeah.
Because you listen to it like when you're doing it, first mix, second mix, once the mixes are all fixed, and then it's done. I guess I still like playing them, but I don't really play these songs on my own anymore because I know I'm going to play them live when I'm promoting it, so don't matter really.
Yeah. Is there an overarching theme for this EP? Is there a reason you've put these songs together?
So these songs were like, when I decided to do an EP, it was about, was it last year? I started thinking about it. Started recording it, maybe like, I can't remember, but maybe like it's been a year process, maybe. And they were like the most recent songs I've written that I thought were good, that I liked playing as well. And I guess the theme is life, and kind of I'm quite into like the balance of life, yin and yang, trust in the process, those sort of thing, those sort of esoteric vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that though. Mm. I think that's, you're inspired with what you experience as well. So as a songwriter,
yeah,
it's only right that your life experiences influence your music, and then hopefully someone listening can be inspired by that. So
yeah, I mean, if you want to get nerdy about it, the title Fix It in the Mix is kind of like, obviously it's to do with if you're a musician and you know about producing and stuff, when you mix the song, you mix the levels and stuff, so it's obviously got a literal interpretation, but then it's got like a more metaphorical interpretation where like when things go wrong, they kind of work themselves out as well in things going wrong. If you look at your own life and stuff like that. So, you know, it's got the literal meaning and the metaphorical meaning, and it's to do with music, and it kind of rhymes.
It's cool. And how many mixes did it actually take for you?
Not that long. I don't really do it. Not that long. My friend Toby, who smashed it out of the park with the sound and the production and the recording, big ups him, Toby Sarabrian Bailey. He's just started an engineer company, audio engineer called Lume Audio. Check him out. What was I saying? Oh yeah, he's amazing. Like I'll just literally like tell him, yeah, I want it to sort of sound like this, and then he'll just do it. And after like the first, I think they took like one or two mixes. I don't really know. He like kind of mixes on the go, and then by the time he sent it to me, I'm like, oh, it sounds perfect, mate.
Yeah.
But I'm not that fussy either.
Yeah. And it's quite a raw sound.
It's a raw sound. It's simple. It's literally guitar, drums, bass. Like, yeah.
I like the fact as well, as we've heard, the live sound actually sounds really similar to the recording. I think you've managed to capture that really nicely. And he's managed to capture that with the fact that you've kind of got that realness in your voice. Because I find sometimes when you record things, they sound too clean and too pristine to the point where it doesn't feel like it's live anymore, but I really like the live feeling of your EP.
Thank you. Yeah, that was what I wanted. Mm. I wanted to make like quite a raw enough sounding kind of rock and roll sort of sounding project. So I wanted it to sound kind of rough-ish.
Yeah. What artists inspire you when you're songwriting?
I feel like when you're actually writing songs, if they're good and they're honest, you're not really thinking about that. But my artist influences, in terms of my style, I would say most are Oasis and Stevie Ray Vaughan, like, I think. But then obviously I like all kind of guitar, kind of rock and roll, kind of soul, funk, metal, all of that stuff. But in terms of songwriting, I think it's my songwriting's developed more into my own style, for sure, especially with these songs. And the guitar playing, I think, is a bit more, it's like bluesy kind of indie kind of,
it's like a mishmash, but all of them have that same feel and they have a similar sound. So I think you've definitely found your own sound, and it really suits you as well, like your finger picking and your style of guitar, and then your voice just match really well together as well.
Thanks. Nice one.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about your upcoming. Obviously, your name is Sheffield. You're born in Sheffield and you've studied at university in Manchester. You live in London. So how does that all influence your music?
Well, personally, I wouldn't... that's a good question, you know. So I think I didn't start listening to music properly really until I was maybe 12 or 13. And then my parents don't really know that much, I would say, about like cult pop cultural music and stuff. Well, they maybe disagree, but I don't think they know that much. I didn't grow up really like listening to loads of bands and going to gigs and stuff.
Like not like hardcore musicians.
Not really, nah. But I kind of got into it. I don't really know how. At my primary school, we sang Wonderwall as the lever thing. Aww. With my teacher on the piano. We all sang it as like a goodbye. We sang we did like an ABBA tune, that Oasis tune. And then another tune, it might have been like Queen, I can't remember. Or maybe, no, it's the Beat. The Beatles, I can't remember, but then that was that I was start thinking, oh, music's actually kind of interesting, because before then, like, you just like eating sweets and watching SpongeBob, and then I was like, oh, maybe music's all right. And then my parents actually did have some cool albums.
Yeah,
what did they have? They had a Top Loader album they used to always play when people came around, which was all right. And then they had the first Oasis debut album, which I listened to, and I thought that's all right. And then I got into more like. But this is all when I lived in South London, and then I guess gradually developed as a teenager. I got more into like hard rock, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, like more jazz stuff, whatever really. And you just explore as you go along. And then went to Manchester. Manchester was where I met some of the members of the band I'm in now called The Grove. And then I started playing more like neo soul kind of guitar. More jazzy guitar and which was good though.
Yeah.
Like at the time you don't realise it, but it's teaching you how to play guitar in a different way. And then I guess Manchester and London have great music scenes, like it's built into the blood of the city, like everywhere you go, open mics, bands, this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good opportunity everywhere basically. Mm. Yeah.
And it's nice as well, they're quite big cities as well to get involved in. I guess there's a lot of musicians and things to do, you know, you've got a lot of venues, so you've got a lot of opportunities, like you say, to actually get stuck in.
Yeah, you meet other people who like inspire you and stuff.
Speaking of inspirations, let's talk about your first track, Sometimes Scared to Look. So what was the inspiration behind that song?
That tune, when I first wrote it, I thought it sounded like very indie, the riff, like the and I wouldn't see myself as being like that indie, but I liked it. And it's about, even as you get older and you become, and you've experienced more stuff, you can still be scared of things. You can still have like anxious feelings about stuff. And it's just about acknowledging those feelings and going through life, trying not to let them overwhelm you basically. And it's also kind of about living in the city, and like there's a lot of like strange vibes sometimes when you're out and about. So that as well.
Right, well, let's have a listen. This is Sometimes Scared to Look.
running out of time. It freezes like a burnt ice wide, like a child. The scene on my bike. Still sometimes get a look, turn the pages side. Off this plane, it's all I can hear, it echoes in my brain. Get me off this plane. Still sometimes get to look, laughing in the rain. And I say to you, tapestries will charm. And I say to you, get off the clouds, swallow in the stars. Running out of time. It freezes like a burnt ice wide, like a child.
The Alpha Sessions.
What a lovely tune. That was Sometimes Scared to Look. So
pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just love how your vocals and guitar are really cohesive as well. I feel like, do you listen to the rhythm of your lyrics as well and build that when you're doing the instrumentals?
Anytime you're trying to force the rhythm of the lyric or the flow of the lyric, I think it doesn't sound good. So I normally, when I feel like I'm going to start a song or a song's coming up, I'm playing guitar, I'll just sing free form, the same kind of rhyming patterns and words usually.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, then I'll record it. And then I'll maybe stick better words over the top. But then sometimes perfect words all come and it's very harmonious moment. But yeah, it depends.
Yeah, because I think you can tell that you're listening to your lyrics more than your guitar, because it seems like it's really, they're blending together nicely, but not in like a structural way, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Is it more of like a free...
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the rhythms were, but it feels really like just genuine... And just straight to the point, almost like it's just come out of you onto the page, and that is the words in the song, which I think is really nice. Is that how you songwrite? Does it all come out at once, or is it?
Yeah, I'd say mostly the best when it sounds best, it's like that, because it's natural, and it's happening in the moment. I think though, yeah, some of my earlier songs were less like that. But now my melodic lines are a bit more unique and less structured, which I think is more interesting. But it's weird, because so when I started writing more like that, I used to think, oh, but that's not the same as like, that's not the same melody as like verse one. How am I going to remember it? But then if it's good, you always remember it.
Yeah.
Is what I've learned.
And I think it makes you have your own style as well. If you're creating too much structure, then it loses its authenticity, because that's where your brain is naturally going. So if you're then going against the grain of your own brain, well, that rhymes, then
right now,
suddenly,
the lyric.
Yeah, go on. You can have that for free.
Yeah, thanks.
Then suddenly it's not then your songwriting, it's more fitting to the standards of everyone else.
100%.
So... talk to me about the tiny boat sessions that you did the other day on the canal.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I just got onto someone's canal boat. Shannon. Yeah, she's very cool. So I went to this songwriter's night in Tooting, like two or maybe 3 years ago, called Wicked Wednesdays. My friend, Harry Mack, great artist, You sometimes play bass for him, by the way. He's very good. Search him up if you want. But he invited me, and the woman who ran it, Rosie Holloway, who's also an amazing artist, she ran that night. And then she asked me if I wanted to do that boat thing with Shannon, and I was like, let me show you my schedule. And I made some time, and yeah, I'd done it, and it was cool. And yeah, we just went down the canal on this boat, and I sang some songs, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for the portfolio.
Yeah, and it's just a bit of a laugh, isn't it,
really? Yeah, it was cool. And she asked some good questions. Yeah, it's funny, actually. And you're, like, singing, and there's people on, like, at pubs on the river looking at you, like, who's this idiot?
Were there lots of ducks and everything around you as well?
There was ducks. There were, actually. And they were, what are they called? Oh, no, there weren't. I was going to say there were terrapins, but there weren't. There were those ducks that were, like, the white...
You know,
the
yeah.
black ducks with the white things.
I don't know what they're called.
And there were some ducklings we saw, which were pretty cute.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, they're raised on the right music then, aren't they? When they grow up, they'll be like...
They're going to be the most musical ducks of all time.
They probably used it, to be fair. They're going up and down the canal all the time.
Yeah, well, she has to, like, move. She lives on that boat, so she was saying she has to move all the time because you can't stay in one place for, like, longer than 14 days or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good excuse to get moving and get some music on in the middle.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, you've got two bands that you also play with. You've got The Grove and Barn.
Mm.
So when you're playing with these different... Ah, what's that tattoo?
It says Barn on it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it... That's from other people's perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, you can see...
You can't really see it, sorry. Yeah.
But when you're playing with those bands, do you find that your music changes a lot with how you play?
I don't play these songs with those guys.
Yeah, but when you're playing, like, your instrument...
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
play in different styles?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, big time. Well, in Barn, I play bass, so that's quite different. Well, I like it because it's different. And in Barn, I'm more playing... So George is the main songwriter and singer. He writes most of the tunes, but I like having to, like, figure out bass parts. It's different. And also it takes the load off a little bit. So, yeah, for sure, and I'm playing a different instrument.
Mm.
But, like, every opportunity like that is valuable and a blessing. So it's cool for me to have to do that because then I figure out, oh... Then when in The Grove, because I don't play bass in The Grove, I play, like, more rhythm acoustic guitar. It's like, oh, you kind of appreciate other people's roles. In The Grove, though, I used to play more... Maybe a bit more lead, more electric guitar, but then as we picked up members and developed as a unit, I play now more just sort of acoustic, just to add a different aesthetic to the sound, which is also cool, and it is very different as well because obviously with my solo stuff, like it's all about me, so like I'm doing everything, I'm playing lead, playing a bit of rhythm, I'm singing all the songs, but then in The Grove, I'm not the singer. And yeah, you've more got to think of like interesting parts to complement six other people. So it's a different challenge.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's also great fun.
Do you find it more nerve-wracking playing in a band or playing solo?
I don't really find... But all of it's fun and exciting. Probably the same level for all of it. Maybe a bit more nerve-wracking on my own. But if it's just me and the guitar, me and the acoustic guitar, I'm fine. But maybe now, the band I'm playing with is all kind of new. So maybe at the moment, a bit more nerve-wracking with them. But with The Grove and Barn, like, it's just a laugh. I mean, with The Grove, there's like hundreds of us in the band. So like, it's just kind of, I just find it fun. Like, and I'm not really fronting it either. We've got an amazing singer, Habiba Cisse. And so I'm just at the back with my brother on the drums, just kind of being stupid, really.
Yeah, and you can sense that in the music as well. It's just a
fun... me being stupid?
Maybe. Maybe right in the back in the recordings.
Turned down.
But you can definitely hear that you're having fun when you're playing it, because it just feels so fun and light, I guess.
Well, Erica, if you're not having fun, what's the point?
Exactly. And what a good job as well to be doing music and having fun.
Yeah. You
know, we're lucky we create our own job, really, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, for real, for yeah. real. If only it paid a bit more, but...
Yeah, well, some people get paid more.
Yeah.
But there is a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But you will get there, because your music is really good.
Thank you.
And speaking of, should we hear another one?
Let's do it.
So, this song is called The Right Time. Would you like to say a bit about the song?
Yeah, this is about... this was one of those, like, very free-form... kind of, I was just strumming the guitar and it just sort of came out of nowhere. Mm. My housemate actually heard it, a really early version of it, where I was kind of just going, blah, 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 blah. And I'd finished playing it and I was like, oh. And then I just hear someone clapping in the hallway. Like, and he was like, that was really good. And I was like, you don't even play guitar, mate, what do you know? but yeah, this song is about, yeah, things line up.
Mm.
And if you're ever stressed about anything, I always find that like, when I look back at my life, like things kind of always worked out. In the right way. So it's just about waiting and enjoying the rhythm of existence.
Yeah, I think it's so hard as well, because when you look back at your journey, you realise why you've taken that path.
Mm.
But until you do it, then you don't know why.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's something waiting that's better that you don't know about yet.
Yep, 1,000%. Well, yeah, 1,000%.
Mm. So let's listen to the song. It's called The Right Time.
Alpha Sessions.
That was The Right Time by Sheffy. So I think we're here at the right place at the right time, because we've got to listen to that amazing song.
Woo! Thank you.
We're having a right time over here. This is great. So what's next for you then? So you've got your EP that's out now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other plans for summer? Any other gigs lined up and music that you'd like to record?
Yes, always.
Yeah.
So we've got two. I've got two playing two festivals this summer, little ones. end of August, one with Barn, one with The Grove, maybe another one with The Grove. Got a live set that's being filmed in Battersea with this other radio station in, called Riverside Radio. Mm. Shout out to those guys. Amazing people there. Gigging a little bit with my band, with my Sheffy Music. And I was going to maybe record an album, but it's just so darn expensive.
Yeah.
So I might just do singles. I'll be writing. And I've just got like bits and bobs to do. Mm. Like records bits of songs I've got on voice memos, like write out lyrics, sort out band stuff. Like The Grove, we've got a single coming out this week, or it's already out actually.
Yeah,
we've got a new single out called Burning Out. It's called Burning Out, and we've just had a gig for that. Just promoting, just like planning world domination, really.
Yeah,
lining up all the cards.
Why not? We'll have to get the canal back out and then you can go around the world in the canal.
Yeah, that'll be cold.
What's the dream venue for you then?
Dream venue? Mm. Obviously Wembley.
Yeah, Wembley domination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do like a Europe tour? Or?
Europe tour would be sick. I also think gigs in South America look very...
Mm.
Very lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also studied something very similar in university to do with American music. So would that interest you as well, going over and kind of...
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool. For sure. I mean, I was more thinking South America as opposed to US. But I'd love to go to Texas and check out all the blues stuff because I like blues a lot. So yeah, I'd love to go to Texas and do the South.
Yeah. What did you learn then in university? What's something interesting about...
What did I learn?
Yeah. Apart from all the local pubs in Manchester.
loads of stuff, really. I learned that living with 9 people is going to make a really horrific bathroom and kitchen. Yeah.
Did you have maggots?
Did we have maggots? I don't think I mean, don't talk about my friends like that.
But yeah, I think South America...
We didn't have any toilet paper, that was the main issue.
Oh no, 9 people is a lot of people though to live
with. I think
with.
It was 9. Maybe it was 7. It's too many.
I believe you anyway.
Too many young adults.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe South America. There's lots of...
Yeah, it'd be sick to play that anywhere, literally anywhere. I just love playing music, even like... Yeah, literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Literally. But the bigger, the better. And the more money I get paid, obviously, the better.
Yeah.
And so I guess whoever's the biggest with the most money, actually.
I guess we're playing with 3 different music opportunities as well. You've got the 2 bands and you've got your solo.
Mm.
Then you've got more opportunity to travel around with them and do different shows.
Yeah.
Do you find you do 100%. Different circuits with the different bands?
Yeah, it's interesting like how each kind of like... areas like ends up kind of like doing this. Yeah, different like groups know like different people and you end up doing different things. I mean, the solo stuff's cool because I don't have to wait for anyone.
Mm.
I'd have to be like, oh, can you do this, guys? Who's free? And, no, I'm on holiday. Again, mate, how many holidays do you need?
Yeah.
So, yeah, different. It's like slightly different worlds, but there's crossover as well. Mm. Yeah, me being the common denominator often.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. And let's listen to our last track, C'est la vie.
Hmm.
So what was the songwriting process and like for you?
This one was good, similar, like just strumming chords, waiting for the songs to come. this one is a bit more different, maybe. There's some... Yeah, and on the track, the Spotify track has got some cool harmonies in the sort of like hook... vocal hook. This one is about... So it's a link... The lyric is like a link to a Chuck Berry song. I used to say the French say C'est la vie because obviously it's French.
Yeah.
But then there's actually... One time I was watching a film and there's a Chuck Berry song where he talks... I think it's called You Never Can Tell. Nah, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a line in it where he says... He always goes back to... the old men say C'est la vie, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna like use that as like a little cultural nod.
It's a cool little hook.
Yeah. And that's why I sort of changed that lyric. But yeah, and then it's got a cool kind of tremolo strumming thing at the end, which, yeah. Yeah, it's maybe the most interesting song musically and the most innovative out of the three.
It's a bit more upbeat, I think, as well. It's
yeah.
Kind of got a bit more of a...
bit more of a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it does, for sure.
Yeah, we'll take a listen. This is C'est la vie by Sheffy.
Have you caught the scent that's left? Ever tried to lift your finger? Sentry comments build our walls. You might be there with me, missing peace inside our puzzle. Lovely rhythm with no end. Ooh. Ba, 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 ba. Let's get one thing straight, towing up the carpet with your knife, fabrics cut off from the loom. It's not really up to me, it's not really down to us at all. Old man say, c'est la vie. Gently as I coming down, gently as I coming down, down. Oh. Coming down, coming down, gently as I coming down, coming down, gently as I coming down.
Alpha Sessions.
That was C'est la vie by Sheffy. So I feel like we're in the festive mood now for summer. It feels like a very summery track, in my opinion, and perfect timing for the EP. So how have you found the promotion for the EP so far?
Yeah, good. It's exactly why I got into music, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind it. Like, I like doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Social media stuff I'm getting used to.
Yeah.
It's hard to really know what to do and how to do it, so I just try and do what I can when I can, however. And just try not to overthink it and just keep going, I guess, because you never know what opportunities you're going to get.
Yeah.
I'm trying to promote this one for longer, because normally I'll release like a single and promote it for like a week and then just be like there. But this project's been out like a month, so I'm just trying to be consistent and just enjoy the work as much as possible. And yeah, it's a good project, so I'm just trying to give it like the attention and the promotion that it deserves.
Definitely.
So go and listen to it.
I mean, I've listened to the whole thing about 3 times, to be fair, because it was so good.
There we go.
And I just think there's no bad songs. There's no skip tracks, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know,
that's
good.
It's such a...
It's only 5 songs, to be fair.
Yeah, but still, you know, there's no fillers in there.
Yeah.
You can tell you've listened and you've really thought about which songs are your favourite. And which song is your favourite?
You can't pick favourites. Yeah. It's like kids. No, I think probably C'est La Vie. It's probably the most, because it's the most interesting.
Yeah.
My least favourite is Empty Song, the last one.
Mm.
But the other 4 are all pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the title of that one as well, because it's right at the end of the EP, and you get the name Empty Song. It almost sounds like an unnamed track, you know, when they name it unnamed. Is there a reason for the title?
Because the song is kind of like very chilled out. It's just me and the guitar. I like the song, but it's probably my least favourite.
Mm.
Empty Song. I think just one of the lyrics, I say Empty Song. Yeah. I just thought, it's a song. It sounds, it's about feeling empty, I guess.
Yeah.
In a negative way, not in a positive way. No. So I just thought, yeah, easy. I don't ever think titles and stuff that much. Just be like, yeah, just, Empty Song, whatever. Yeah. And I feel like they kind of become whatever they're going to become.
Mm, I think that's the best way of doing it as well. Like I said earlier, just let it speak for itself and let it come out naturally.
It's definitely the easiest way of doing it.
Yeah. But also it feels the most you.
Yeah.
So if it's just not really tried and you've not tried to be too clever about it and it's just, you know, that's actually what I feel, that's what it's going to be, then people will sense that and they'll be like, okay. And I think they're kind of cohesive as well with the songs. Like all of them for me in their own little package make sense, but they also make sense as an EP.
Nice one.
So I think you've done a really good job at just not thinking too much, but also thinking a little bit.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice one.
And I wanted to talk about one of your other songs with Jen Ella.
Mm.
She did a collaboration.
Yeah.
How did that process differ to songwriting on your own?
So it was actually so easy. It was so harmonious. Like, I felt pretty blessed how easy it was. So she was at that songwriting night where I met the guy who produced it at that night as well.
Wow.
So yeah, big ups for Rosie Holloway for being the plug. But I met her there. I did a set there, and then like you followed the different artists who played, and she played as well. But I think I missed her set, Jen's set. But then she DM'd me like, "Oh, would you want to write a song together?" And I was like, let me check my very busy schedule. And I made some time, and then we met up, and we wrote, like, the first song we did together was called Dazed, and that was, like, so easy to write together. I had, like, the bridge, and then we just did these other chords for the verses, and she wrote that, and I had the bridge bit. Simple. And then we did another one called Rocks and My Only Friends, and that was, I had the chords, she kind of did the melodies. Yeah, it was just... I think I went to hers one time and I just literally played the guitar and she just started singing. We wrote the lyrics together. It just gradually evolved over like an hour.
Mm.
Same thing with the other one. Super simple. I guess we've got like a little process. But we're going to meet up again this summer at some point and do another one.
Yeah.
God willing.
I think it's nice as well to find someone that really clicks with you.
Yeah.
Because songwriting is quite a personal experience as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
you know, you're
true.
Really pouring your heart out into your songs. And even though it's got metaphors and, you know, songwriter to songwriter, you do understand what it's about.
Mm.
So do you feel like you've kind of got this trust together and that's how you create such a quick track?
Maybe. I guess she's cool, very cool, easy to get on with. She's a great songwriter as well. I guess great minds think alike, huh?
Mm.
But I'm lucky, like, all the like the band, The Grove, started very naturally, and the people we'd met along the way, like Habiba, Pete, the other guitarist, even my brother, just flitted in easily.
Mm.
Barn, I met randomly at a pub in Streatham. Worked, but just fitted seamlessly. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like just don't overthink it. Like, yeah. Clearly, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
If it's the right time, it's the right time.
And you're obviously a good judge of character as well to have such strong instincts in the first place. Just...
No, nah, I'm not.
Really?
Like, I didn't do anything in it. I was just there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the right moment.
But your natural instincts must naturally gravitate towards
maybe
certain people.
I guess it's so natural, I don't even notice it.
Not even thinking.
Yeah.
You got that perfect balance of thinking and not thinking.
Yeah.
I want that.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sheffy. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for bringing all your tracks. They've been an absolute joy to listen to. So, if you want to listen to Sheffy's music, you can find him, Sheffy FM. And this has been The Alpha Sessions, and I've been Erica Jean.
Thank you very much. Take care, cool. Guys.
The Alpha Sessions.